Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to my show Saturday, June 18th. I am the Savvy Retiree, and I hope you are having a good Saturday morning wherever you are. It's a beautiful day in the Villages, Florida. We are expecting a lot of rain today, 70% chance, so it's going to get wet. But we're used to it in the summertime. That's when we get a lot of rain. So in the meantime, I'll be spending my better part of the day with you, which I'm delighted to do. In fact, I'm hoping to be able to make my show longer so that I'll be able to reach callers throughout the day rather than just this 15-minute segment that I have. But I'm just testing the waters to see if there are seniors out there who would like to chat. And speaking of chat, you're welcome to chat. You're welcome to call in. You can just listen if you like. But if you have something you'd like to say, comment, contribute, or if you have a question, please call me. Please call the number 607-203-5487. Okay, the subject today is retirement roller coaster. Has your retirement felt like a roller coaster? Do the ups and downs make you anxious or feel unstable? Well, I know I've experienced this all of these emotions, these feelings, and feelings that come into play. It is a roller coaster. It's scary at times. It's very scary. It's very, very difficult to feel content and calm and at peace through this whole thing because there's no certainty. There's nothing to really, you know, just anchor to. And for me, I was just going every direction. I was running myself ragged, trying to figure out what direction to go. I was exhausted. And I spent many, many years in this turmoil. And I'm sure many of you are experiencing turmoil and feeling like you're all alone, that you're on an island and no one knows you're out there. That's not so. There are a lot of us who have made it past the point of instability and now feel like we can at least have a normal sort of living, get back to living a normal life. It's a good feeling. It is good to be balanced and to feel very, you know, just at least stable. Secure, that's a great feeling too, but stable. And know that there will be ups and downs, bumps, things that come up. For me, first looking for a job was sort of a shock because I'd been working for 36 years and without a break at all. I had gone 36 years working, and suddenly, no more work. So I had to figure out how I'm going to get more money because, you know, really, it's very expensive to live and pay your bills. I mean, most of us, our pensions are like maybe half of what we were making. Just not, you just feel like you've been, your foundation of what you do has been ripped out from under you. And I was just so unsure which direction to go. There were a lot of people out there, you know, that sort of were set up government job type created places where, you know, they were supposed to help you get a job. Well, that didn't happen. It's like it didn't happen. They were really no help other than their seminars and workshops helped me help myself. So I will give them credit for that. But I can tell you I know the employment tangle, the web. I've been down that road. I did obtain employment finally at a school district, and I was pleased with that, just pleased to be, you know, that they needed someone my age, and they were more than happy to have someone my age come in brand new. That's a whole other experience I will talk about some other time, maybe. Watching 300 kids at lunchtime and on the playground, I'll talk about that another time. All right, well, anyway, whatever your situation, I want you to know that you're not alone. You're not going to just end of the road for you. No, no, no. This is just a transition period, and you will find strength within yourself. You will find that you can be more focused on yourself, what you want to do, what you're good at. You know, we all did a job that we did what we were expected to do. But you as a person, you have talent. You have talent. You have skills. You have personalities that and interests that are unique, just unique. You yourself have these things. And it takes time to explore and figure out what it is that you really are interested in and what would you be good at doing, and maybe you could train to do something else and we'll show you what they do that you're interested in. Maybe you're an artist. Maybe you're a writer. Maybe you're maybe you like working with children or whatever. Your talent is not going to be wasted. Your life is not over. You can teach someone. You can learn yourself. We have programs here in the villages of lifelong learning. This is throughout the country. We had it in California where I lived. We have it here in the villages. Lifelong learning is a great way to stay up on technology. You can go to classes. You can learn all kinds of things at this college. And there are people there who can help you maybe, you know, even reinvent yourself, get an idea there. Ideas are wonderful things. I cannot tell you how many crazy different directions I went throughout this process. I thought, well, this is going to be it. This is going to be it. I'm going to be this, or I'm going to do that, and I'm going to do that. And I would put a lot of effort into what I was doing. My main love is real estate. I do have my real estate license in California, and that is where I focus, because that, I will say, before I got the job with the school, I was working not for pay, but I was working for a broker, and he let me work in a senior community. And I was showing retirees properties, and it was during, right after the 2000, I got laid off in 2010, so I went to his office in 2011, and he just was kind enough to let me try it out. Never done anything in real estate. And I have to say, I enjoyed it. I loved showing the seniors these homes in California, senior community, gated community. One in Southern California is one of the two that are the most well-known in Southern California. I learned a lot about senior living, being in this particular job. I I knew what I wanted. I had considered moving there myself. But California cannot really offer the same what you would get, what you can get in other states. Other states have much more advantages for seniors. It's sad to say because I love California. California is my home. But now I'm living in Florida, the Villages, Florida. And this model that they've laid out here in the Villages is fantastic for seniors. It is just absolutely amazing. We have what we need here. We can afford to just live, you know, in a peaceful place where we have what we need. We are the customer. We are the people that they cater to. There are younger people who come in here. People have their children, their grandchildren come. They're here, come to visit, come to stay for a while. We have hotels here. We have restaurants. We have entertainment, movie theaters. We have squares where there's plenty of things to do. But at any rate, I can help you if you're trying to decide, should I move? Do I need a place where I can maybe look to the future? That's what I did. I was looking. I thought, man, I can't afford this in California. I'm going to have to make a change. And making that decision is very difficult because you're leaving your comfort zone. You're leaving your comfort zone. And it required money. It required effort. It required a lot of just determination to just move forward. You cannot second guess yourself. Because if you do that, you'll never do anything. You must come up with an idea about what it is you want to accomplish. Because if you just go day by day, nothing's going to really improve that much. You're not going to be able to make any headway. So I came to this place because I knew I wouldn't be alone. I mean, there's over 100,000 people living here, and we have a significant voice in the way things are done here in Florida for seniors. There's such a huge senior population in Florida from north to south. We are the primary dominant resident. I recommend it to any senior who wants to have a good standard of living. We have a really great standard of living here. But I do hope that as the show goes on, that you will call into the show, chat, send me your thoughts, what you'd like me to broadcast, and if you would like a particular time, let me know. I can change the episode to air at a different time. So I hope you will spread the word, and tune in. Please tell your friends. Please listen. Please call me. I want all of you to feel comfortable and to enjoy the show. I wanted to make it as educational, as comfortable, as much fun as I can. So please, I am the Savvy Retiree, and I'm on every day from 11:30, between 11:30 and 12:30. So please check the Blog Talk Radio site for my show every day. And I look forward to doing this show for all of you. I want to help you during your retirement and make it as comfortable for you as possible. So please, I look forward to talking to you again. And please, have a wonderful day. This is the Savvy Retiree. Goodbye for now.